Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Thank you for listening to Crimatorium, the place where crime resides. Crimatorium can also be found on YouTube. Today's episode is part 3 of the story of Rachel Anderson. If you haven't listened to parts 1 and 2, that's okay because part 3 includes the 911 call, calls from her parents, a friend of hers, and interviews with Anthony Pardon. After listening to this episode, I advise you to go and listen to the other parts as they cover the trials and details of the crime against this beautiful young woman. As mentioned in the show notes, I had requested all of the records before releasing parts 1 and 2. However, I didn't receive them until recently. The details of this case are graphic. Discretion is advised.
911, where's your emergency?
Yes, I believe I'm in Columbus here. I actually need the police department, I believe.
Okay, what's the address that you're at, sir?
Well, I'm at a friend's, a co-worker's address. It's 3044, and I'm trying to see what the street name is. My problem is, here's what it is quickly. This young lady that I work with has not answered her phone all morning. Our other bosses have tried to call her, and we're very concerned about her because it's not her personality not to call or show up. So I came over to her apartment because I dropped her car off here a few weeks ago. I'm trying to see what the name of this street is. You know, these apartment buildings don't. Cardinal Creek Apartments and Townhomes is the name of the unit that I'm at. I'm not sure what the street address.
Is it possibly off of Allegheny?
I think it is. Yes, ma'am, it is Allegheny. I'm looking over here at this one sign now.
Okay,
yeah.
So you're just needing a well-being check on your coworker?
Yes, that's what we're concerned. The bosses are concerned, and I'm concerned because I work with her. And yesterday was her birthday, and it's not like she was supposed to be at work this morning, and we've all called her many times, and she's not responding, and it's not like her personality. And I'm pretty sure I went to her unit because I dropped her car off a few weeks ago, and you know you're never really sure about all these units, but I'm sure that I went to the right place. Her car is parked around the corner from where she lives, I believe.
Okay,
so,
is she elderly?
I don't know. No. She's a young lady. She's in her early 20s.
Okay. Does she have any medical conditions that you're aware of?
Not that I know of.
Okay. And what apartment is she in?
Well, I believe it's apartment. I just pulled out here so I could see the street to tell you here because I'm not familiar with this area. I believe it's apartment B. It's apartment B. Let me get back to where she is here. Sorry about that. I had to come in here to tell you exactly the address because I just don't know this address. I just know I came and brought her car here one time. Let me come back here and give you the right apartment number. I'm here.
Okay. And today is the only day that she hasn't shown up to work?
Today's the only day, yeah.
Okay.
Hold on.
You've knocked on the door. She's not answering nothing.
Yeah. Apartment B. The address is 3044, and I believe the street name is Allegheny, if I'm not mistaken. And it's
okay.
Apartment B. I'm almost sure that's where I went to her place before. I didn't want a nose or anything, but there was a crack in the blind, and there was a candle burning on the table, but nobody's responding when I rang the doorbell or knocked on the door.
Okay. And what's her name?
My name is Trent, and my last name is Snyder.
Okay, but what's her name?
Her name is Rachel Anderson. And like I said, her car is parked around the corner, but I knocked on the door of the one neighbor around the corner, and he said he thought she parked there because all the spaces were filled last night.
Oh.
And I know how that is. I live in an apartment myself, but we're really concerned. This is not like her not to respond.
Okay, and has she been, do you know if she's been going through any kind of issues like depression or anything like that lately?
No, she's a very upbeat young lady. She's a great worker and everything. She did have her birthday. I was informed that her birthday was yesterday, and she likes to go to bars sometimes, but mm-hmm. I don't know if she got drunk and passed out or, you know, I'm not trying to say anything for sure because I don't know her that well, but.
Okay, and what kind of car are you in, Trent?
Okay, I am in a minivan here, a Dodge minivan for my company that I work for at the funeral home.
Okay. Does it have a company name on it or anything?
Yeah, it's the license plate is SD. It's for Shaw Davis, the name of the funeral home. And the number 9 is on the van, number 9.
Okay. Well, I got this written up. We're going to get someone out there as soon as we can.
Okay.
Just kind of... hang out there.
Hang tight here until I see an officer or something, okay?
Okay. And then if you happen to make contact with her before we get out there, just call and let us know, okay?
Certainly. Just call 911 again and let you know, or?
Actually, if there is an emergency, yes, certainly call 911. If there's no emergency, you just need to cancel the run because she's okay, then just call our non-emergency line. I can give you that number.
Okay, hold on. Let me get my pen out here. I can get that down. Okay, what is the non-emergency number?
That's going to be 645.
645?
4545.
4545. Of course, it's 614.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Non-emergency. Okay, I thank you for your help, ma'am. I really do.
All right, you're welcome. You have a good day.
Okay. Okay,
right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Columbus Police Tech 111.
Hi, I'm on the other line also, but I got a phone call today. I live in Warren, Ohio. My daughter is missing.
I've been trying to call you back. Okay,
oh.
Give me her address because they made contact with somebody there, and I know you were like all.
Okay, it's 3044.
Okay, so they made contact with somebody out there, but I'm trying to figure out who it was, because they did come in contact with somebody, but I just want to make sure that it was her.
Well, where she worked, they sent people out from where she worked, and I know they went into the apartment. There was a candle burning. There was nobody there. She didn't show. She hadn't been seen since yesterday at 10 o'clock p.m.
Okay.
Now, someone told me that there was a new neighbor that moved into either the right or the left of her, and he was really creepy.
Okay.
So now I'm really scared because I know she told me that she had said something. He said, hey, be careful. There's been break-ins. So now I'm getting really nervous that it was
okay, and she's an apartment B as in boy?
Apartment B, yes.
Okay.
Rachel Anderson.
Okay. So I'm going to try to get in touch with the officer to see who he made contact with. And...
well, this is my work phone number, so I want to give you my cell, because
okay.
I don't know how long I'm going to be here.
Okay. Go ahead.
It's Bria. And what is your name?
I'm Tech 111, and what's your name?
Patricia Anderson.
And you're the mom of Rachel, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so let me see what I can find out, and if we have to send somebody back out there, we will, but let me see what I can find out from the officer, okay?
All right. And you want me to hold or you just want me to hang up?
I'll hang up and I'll give you a call back because it's going to take me a while to do the research and send a message.
All right. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Hello?
Hi, Ms. Anderson. This is Tech 111 from the Columbus Police Radio Room. Do you have a cell phone number for Rachel?
98.
Oh my
God, I can't remember it.
It's okay. Can you look in your phone?
Okay, hold on. Let me look in my phone to see.
Okay.
I gotta find your phone number.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
984. Okay, I'm sending officers back out there, okay?
Okay.
To check on her, and then we'll see what we can find and try to find her cell phone, okay?
I told you last night she told me about someone next door to her.
The next door neighbor was creepy. Yes, ma'am. You tell me. I put it on there as well.
Okay, thank you.
All right, no problem.
Are you going to call
Bye-bye.
Me back?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
9092.
Thank you. I'm heading back up to this Allegheny address. Mom's concerned. Her daughter's a 31. Did some 48A activity around her house last night. I just want to know if she can try to call back. And if you don't get an answer, maybe try pinging the cell phone. Number.
Hello.
99, I just want to make sure you copy my transition.
Kevin, I don't know that they'll ping for a missing person, especially an adult. You're not even at scene yet, right?
Yeah, but I was up there earlier today with 92, I believe it was, and I guess the job showed up over there because it was out of character for not to show up, and nobody can reach her on a phone, but inside it was a candle that was lit inside, and the I guess the leasing office was able to contact the other person that was on the lease, and they gave him consent to go inside, put the candle out, make sure she wasn't in there laying down somewhere, and she wasn't there, and they blew out the candle, but Mom's concerned because she said that she talked to her last night and there was some issues with a neighbor who was peeking through her windows or something, that she thinks that she might be in danger.
Okay, didn't you say that it was her boyfriend they spoke to that lives with his girlfriend at that address?
I did, and that's how it's listed on the lease, and they talked to him, according to Mom, that's an ex-boyfriend, and he left that residence and is in Cleveland currently. She also said that, policing also said that they talked to him, and he said he spoke to her this morning. According to the parents, they said that he didn't talk to her this morning.
Thank you for calling Sprint Corporate Security. If this is a life or death situation, please hang up and dial 911. If you are a law enforcement official with a life or death situation, including 911 assistance, press 1. If you are a Sprint for quality and training purposes, your call may be monitored and recorded. Please hold while we connect your call.
Thank you for calling Sprint. This is Robert. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Tech 57 with Columbus Police here in Ohio. We have an officer on scene. It's going to be a missing persons case, and they're thinking there's maybe some foul play involved, so we're trying to get a cell phone thing.
Okay. What is the cell phone number?
It is.
Okay. And can I also just get a fax number, please?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, thank you. Should just be one moment. I get this information. Okay, looks like we were able to ping it within 641 meters. I can give you that along when you're ready.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, latitude of 39.98314. Then a longitude of negative 82.92172.
Okay, and that's like real time?
Yes, correct, yeah.
Okay. All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Columbus Police 73.
Yes. Someone dispatched to my friend's house. They just called me and told me they found her deceased. I was hoping to tell them that they need to call her mom because I really can't do it.
What's
can
the
I give you, like, the address that they're at and see if you can get a hold of someone
yeah,
there?
Yeah, what's the address?
It is 3044 Allegheny Avenue.
Okay, hang on just a second for me, okay?
Okay.
So an officer called you?
Yeah, because my husband's the one that's there and he found her.
Okay. And what's your name, ma'am?
Tina Kennedy.
I'm sorry, Tina Kennedy?
Yes.
Okay. What's your callback number?
My husband has her mom's phone number.
And he's still there?
He's still there, yes.
Okay.
And I tried to call his phone, but he's not answering.
What's her mom's name?
Trish Anderson.
Do you have her phone number so I can put it on here real quick? Or no?
I don't. My husband has it.
What's your husband's name?
Jonathan Kennedy.
Okay. All right. I'll let them know, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Columbus Police Tech 111.
Hi, this is William Anderson calling. We've called numerous times today. Our daughter was missing on Allegheny Avenue.
Okay.
And someone went into her apartment and they found her that she was dead.
Okay.
Does she have to go down to the county or we live out of town?
Okay.
Down here. Can you just kind of give me a little direction here, what I need to do when I get there?
Yes, sir. I'm so sorry that this happened, and I'm going to put
you
on hold for just a second to make sure I give you the right information, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Hold on 1 second. Mr. Anderson?
Yes.
Okay. We have detectives en route to the scene right now, and I'm going to take your number and have them give you a call so they can talk to you directly and let you know what's going on, if that's okay with you.
Okay. Can you just 1 second here?
Okay.
Mom's upset here. It's
understandable. No problem.
Can you tell me, was there foul play involved at this point?
I'm sorry?
Was there foul play involved as far as...
They're going to investigate and find out. That's why they're en route. So I can't say yes or no. This is ongoing right now.
I understand, ma'am. I thank you very much for your
help. No problem. I'm just so sorry. I can't give you any more answers, and I'm just so sorry that you have to go through this.
I understand. Believe me, I do, and you've been very helpful for getting back with me. Yes, my phone number is...
Okay, and what's your name again? I'm sorry.
William Anderson.
William Anderson. Okay,
yes,
I'm going to
get... There's other numbers I'm sure they have of Patricia Anderson.
Yep, I have mom's work number and her cell number.
Cell number would be good.
Yep, I'll let them know. I wouldn't imagine she would be at work. Sorry about that, but I do have her cell number.
No. She was at work, and, you know, this is... there's not much you can do. You know, I never thought I'd have to do this, but, you know, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
No problem. I'm so sorry, sir.
Thank you so much. Bye.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Columbus Police Tech 65.
Yes, this is William Anderson calling. I have my ex-wife and I have called numerous times about our daughter. She was found dead at her apartment. I was wondering if you could tell me anything about that. And the last girl I spoke to, the detectives were on scene. And we're coming into Columbus. We live out of town. We don't know where to go, or could you give us some information of some sort, please?
Okay, just a moment, okay? Your name's William Anderson?
Yes, my name's William Anderson, and the deceased that they found was Rachel Anderson.
Okay, just a moment. I'll see what I can find out for you, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, sir, I'm going to get you transferred over to homicide, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
It's going to be February 8th, 2018, approximately 7:52 p.m. Interview with Anthony Pardon at Columbus Police Headquarters. Pardon, how are you? I'm Art Hughes.
Oh, how you doing?
Good. I'm here to talk to you about why you're here. Do you have any idea what's going on?
No.
No?
No.
Not at all? All right. Well, I start off telling you that there's evidence collected at a scene that puts you there, and that's why you're here.
A scene of what?
A scene of a homicide.
What's a homicide? A murder?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what puts me at the scene of a murder?
Your DNA.
My DNA as far as what?
DNA. Your physical DNA. You. The makeup of you.
Okay, where is this murder supposed to happen at?
Well, then we'll discuss all this.
Oh, okay.
All right. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and tell you everything.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm saying, because I'm confused about this shit. What's going on?
Okay. All right. So you don't know anything about a murder, so.
No.
Well, let's go through this, all right?
Okay.
What highest grade school you completed?
The 10th grade.
10th grade. Can you read and write?
Yeah.
You have a hearing problem?
No.
Glasses or contacts?
No.
Consumed any alcohol in the last 12 to 24 hours?
Yeah, I had a couple beers today.
How long ago?
It's earlier today, probably 3 o'clock today, 4 o'clock, somewhere around there.
Any narcotics?
No.
Are you on any medications or anything?
Mm-mm.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll go over this with you, all right? So, have you had your rights read to you before?
No.
Never in your
past? I mean, well, long, long time ago.
Long, long time ago?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, we're going to go through them today, all right? Because I got questions I want to ask you.
What is this? I mean, what does this mean? That I'm under arrest?
Yes, sir.
What?
You're in police custody.
Oh, okay.
We'll go through all this, okay?
Okay.
Do those come out or are those permanent?
They come out.
So, it's Anthony Pardon, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's your date of birth?
11/29/64. What'd you say your name was?
R.T. Hughes. H-U-G-H-U-S.
Hughes? It's Hughes? No. Okay.
Okay. All right. You're at Columbus Police Headquarters. It is February 8th, 2018, and let's make it 7:54 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I'm going to start right here. Just follow along with me. Before we ask you any questions, you must understand your rights. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can be used against you in court. You have the right to talk to a lawyer for advice before we ask you any questions. You have the right to have a lawyer with you during questioning. If you're unable to pay a lawyer will be appointed for you prior to any question if you desire. If you wish to answer questions now without a lawyer present, you have the right to stop answering any time. You also have the right to stop answering any time to talk to a lawyer. So, like I said, I want to discuss this homicide with you.
Okay, before we go any further, Ms. Hughes, hold up.
Okay.
Hold it. Bump the brakes. I'm fucked up about this. Okay. Pump your brakes.
Okay.
We talk. I'm saying, let's put this on. What the fuck is somebody saying I didn't do it?
Okay. That's what we're here to talk about.
Okay, let's come on. I ain't got nothing to hide. Yeah. What you want me to sign?
Just read. Well, read that for me.
I understand all that. Okay, all right.
Let's go.
I ain't got nothing to hide.
Okay. So, you live on East 15th?
Yes, sir.
All right. How long have you lived there?
Since I came home.
When did you come home?
June the 18th.
Of last year?
Yeah.
Okay. And before that, you were?
I was locked up. Okay. I know you done did your background. I got a fucked up record. Yes, I was locked up.
Okay. So, other than the 15th, only East 15th, where else do you hang out?
A lot of places, Mr. Hughes. Like, I mean, what you mean by hang out?
Who do you know over on Allegheny?
I know a girl over there.
Who's that?
Bernita Anderson.
Bernita, who is she to you?
She's like my girlfriend. You know, yeah. I mean, not nothing serious, but I got a couple girls I've messed with.
You're there frequently or just?
Just every periodically, you know, I might go over there and spend a night with her here and there and just.
And this is the Cardinal Creek Apartments, right? On Alley there, north side of the street?
Yeah, the other side
is the school.
Yeah, the Afrocentric High School across the street, yeah.
So if you're going on Allegheny, away from James Road or Stelz or whatever, which way you'll call it, so you're going west, how far down is she?
This is the way I get to her house. You go, it's a couple ways I go. You go down Fifth Avenue, you go up that little viaduct, you turn right, go all the way down to the corner, I think it's the first corner, go all the way down, and she lived like, I think the rental office is right there by her house.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
So, you've been over there before?
Yes.
Okay, so, now, like I said, we had a homicide that took place back in there. You familiar with that? You know, I think...
Something about a white lady or something?
Yeah.
Okay, I seen it on the news.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, I'm telling you...
Do you think I did it?
I'm telling you, your DNA is at the scene.
Okay, but, Mr. Ho, pump your brakes, Mr. Hughes. Hold it. She's got a daughter named Allison. Mm-hmm. That used to live, I think, next door to that lady. The lady's name was Heather or some shit, something like that. I can't remember what her name was.
What lady?
The lady used to live next door to Allison. Is that the lady you talking about?
The girl that got killed.
She used to live next door to Allison.
I don't know who Allison is.
Okay, Allison Gamble. She used to live, I think Allison lived in apartment B.
Okay,
Allison used to live next door to that lady. That lady used to let us use her, Wi-Fi.
Okay.
Yeah.
She lets you use your Wi-Fi.
She used to let us use the Wi-Fi.
Okay, and what did this girl look like?
Man, for real, I met her dude, but I think I seen that lady like one or two times. The day Allison moved out, her boyfriend, Kevin, works for the Pentagon. Kevin came down, and me and Trixie helped Allison and her kids move. This is the girl that I frequent. This is her daughter.
Allison is her daughter.
Yeah, her daughter, Allison Gamble. So... Allison lit up. The lady that I've never only seen this lady like I said, about one or two times. The last time I seen this lady was Allison gave the lady some stuff that she was moving out of her house. A bunch of food. So Allison wasn't taking the food. So Allison asked us, did we want the food? I didn't want the food. So me and Allison's little daughter knocked on the lady's door and asked the lady, because she said, well, the lady that she was a wife, I asked, it wasn't nothing but some ice cream. So she said, ask the lady, do she want some ice cream? We knocked on the door, asked the lady, did she want some ice cream? The lady said she wanted some ice cream. That was that time. The second time I ever talked to this lady or anything, we smoked some weed together. That was it. It was a while ago. It was a while ago, Mr. Hughes.
Okay. You ever been in her car?
Who, her car? Mm-hmm. What, the lady's car? Mm-hmm. No.
Never?
Never.
Never been in her apartment?
I've been in her apartment.
How long ago?
Mr. Hughes, other than sitting over there smoking weed with the lady, we smoked weed one time.
One time?
Just one time.
Okay. It still doesn't give me a reason why your DNA was over there.
In her house? I've been in her house.
Not on this particular item.
What would the item be?
I'm not going to sit here and discuss.
I mean, I'm just saying, Mr. Hughes, I was in the lady's house one time. Okay. We smoked some weed together.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Let me explain this to you.
Okay, well, whatever y'all got going, that's what y'all got going. I ain't killed nobody. I ain't hurt nobody. I ain't did none of that shit.
Well,
My record and say this because of my record, I did anything. If my DNA or any of that shit in the house, then that's on y'all. I'm telling you, that's on y'all. I've been in that lady's house one time. I gave that lady the ice cream. I went to the front door, went in her living room. That was as far as I went. The second time, we sit at the table, smoked some weed. I had some liquor, but she didn't drink. I had some liquor.
And when was this?
This was probably 4 or 5 days after Allison left.
And when was that?
Man, Allison been gone. She ain't been gone that long, Mr. Hughes.
I don't know. I mean, I
can't remember the exact...
Talking after Christmas, before Christmas.
When did Allison leave? I can't remember, man. I'm telling you, I cannot remember. I just can't... Let me see.
You don't know anything like from Christmas or anything? I mean...
When the fuck did this lady was supposed to be... I seen this shit on the news. Me and my brother went fishing. And when I came back, I seen it, I heard it on the news. That's because the reason I remember hearing it on the news, because the girl that got found on the west side in an apartment or something, she used to strip with a girl. And she was telling me, yeah, my friend got killed the other night, and they found her in an apartment or some shit. And that's, I remember just seeing the shit briefly on the news. But when was this lady ass supposed to be killed? Like last week, when?
Sunday.
On a Sunday? January 28th. That was the night of the Grammys. I wasn't even here then.
Where were you?
I was over. Listen, man, and I could prove myself on video. The Cannon Bar on Mount Vernon Avenue. The Cannon Bar. We watched the Grammys in the Cannon Bar on Mount Vernon Avenue.
I didn't tell you what time it was.
I'm just saying, I watched the Grammys all night on Mount Vernon Avenue. When I left there, I went to my mama's house. By the time it had to be late, because by the time I got to my mama's house, the Grammys was off. It was about 1:30.
I didn't tell you when this happened either.
I'm just saying, you just said Sunday.
I didn't tell you what time. I said it's 24 hours. It could have been Saturday night.
I'm telling you, the date you gave me, I asked you when it was, and you told me, Sunday, yeah. Such and such.
Sunday runs from 12 a.m.
Okay, well, I'm telling you, from about 6 o'clock to about 2 o'clock in the morning, I was at the Cannon Bar on Mount Vernon Avenue.
So who's your brother you're fishing with?
My brother, Brian.
Brian?
Yes.
Where is he at?
What do you mean, where is he at?
Where is he? Where does he live?
I can't tell. Brian lives... You know where 3C Highway at? Mm-hmm. Out there, west side. Brian lived down that, whatever that street 3C is on. He lives down that street. The AutoZone is right there in some apartments, him and his girl, Jay.
So how far west? I know 3C runs along.
Okay, go all the way down. Go all the way down to almost the Frank Road.
Okay.
He lives probably right before Frank Road in some apartments. Right. Mr. Hughes, I ain't killed nobody. I ain't did none of this shit. If my DNA is in that lady's house, I've been in that lady's house, like I said. I ain't killed nobody. I ain't did none of that shit. None of that shit whatsoever.
Okay.
So if this the date it was done, I was in the Cannon Bar, man. And I could prove I was in the Cannon Bar.
Okay, I'll look into that. So,
Man, don't listen, Mr. Hughes. Listen, you've been, I can see you're a seasoned veteran. You've been doing it. Man, don't look at my record and say this is.
I'm looking at your record. I'm looking at evidence and videos that I have.
Okay,
but
listen. Don't look at my. Don't uh-huh. Listen.
Dude, I'm not looking at that.
Just don't do it.
I'm telling you.
I ain't killed nobody.
I'm telling you.
I ain't killed nobody.
I've been working on this since the day it happened.
Okay, but I ain't killed nobody.
You were there. Your DNA's there.
My DNA is in the house. That don't mean I killed nobody.
No, there's no way your DNA could be on this.
On what?
Dude, I'm not going to sit here and feed you stuff.
Well, if my DNA is on it, then that still don't mean I killed nobody. My DNA could be all in your house. That don't mean I killed nobody.
Okay. Well, that's debatable.
It's debatable, but I'm telling you, if whatever my DNA on, that don't mean I killed nobody, man.
So, when was the last time you was at Bernita's?
Yesterday.
Yesterday. Right. She have a car?
Yeah.
What's she drive?
She got an old car, man. I can't even think of the name of the car. She got an old car, man. It's an old car.
She have any kids that live with her?
No.
Nobody?
Well, her granddaughter.
Granddaughter.
I can't even think of the girl's name. Christiana.
Do you have a cell phone?
Yeah.
What's your number?
614-817-8154.
What company is that?
Oh, shit, man. I couldn't tell you, Mr. Hughes.
AT&T, Verizon.
I think it's... I paid my bill on Fifth Avenue.
Right on Fifth Avenue.
Right before Cassidy. What is that? Booths? No, that's Metro PCS. Mr. Hughes, I ain't killed nobody, man. I'm telling you, I have not killed nobody. You probably done heard this a million times. I ain't killed nobody.
Who's that?
That's my sister.
It's your sister?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Debbie. Let me see that picture again. That looked like my sister. Fuck is that?
You tell me.
It ain't me.
It's with your sister.
Let me see. Let me see.
And guess what?
It don't mean that. That don't look like no me.
Okay. Who is it then?
I don't know who it is.
Who's your sister with then?
I don't know who it is. You ask her who she with.
Let me tell you this. Your sister, right there, is using her credit card.
Let me see the picture. I mean...
Oh, I know it's your sister.
I mean, okay.
She's using this girl's credit card. Dude, listen to me.
Mr. Hughes, that still don't mean I killed nobody. That don't mean she killed nobody.
How did your sister get her stolen credit
card? I don't know. How did you ask her? So you got me down here about a credit card?
Oh, no.
Okay, well, wherever you got me on
there. Yeah. He knows you.
Who the fuck is that?
You said to yourself, I've been doing this a long time.
Okay, well, you've been doing it a long time. That still don't mean you said a homicide. You ain't said nothing about no credit card. That still don't mean I killed nobody.
Listen, man, this is the end game right here, all right? Your DNA is at the scene. It's on items that were used in the homicide.
Impossible.
Your sister has got the credit card.
But you ain't got my DNA or no homicide.
Well, tell me what.
Okay.
Give me your DNA to compare it.
You just got it down there. My DNA is...
I can't use that.
What kind of DNA you need?
From your mouth.
She just got it down there.
I can't use that. I'm telling you. I cannot use that.
Why can't you use it?
That goes to a database. That goes to a database.
Then run it. Man, I just come out the Georgia prison system.
I'm just asking you.
Mr. Hughes, listen, hold up. We ain't gonna bullshit each other.
I'm not.
Listen, my DNA is already on file.
I'm telling you that. Listen to me. I know how to do my job.
Okay.
I've been doing this a long time.
Okay.
Your DNA that's already on file has been matched. Okay?
Okay.
What I have to do is a confirmation, which is current DNA. It's confirmation. It's rules. I don't make the rules. And just to confirm that it's your DNA, it is just part of the game. So, are you going to let me have your DNA?
My DNA?
Just either yes or no.
Okay, listen.
Yes or no.
I answer your question, you answer my question. Can we do it like that?
You didn't answer my question.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
What is my DNA supposed to be on?
Dude, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that. Because you want, if I tell you something, I'm feeding you information that...
I'm going to be honest with you. One thing about me, I'm going to be honest with you. If you got my DNA, then you got my DNA. If you don't have my DNA, you're not going to sit here and trick me.
I'm not tricking you. Dude, I don't make the rules. I don't make the rules. I know your DNA is on file. That's why you're sitting here in front of me.
Okay.
I didn't just go, let's go get Anthony. It doesn't okay. work that way.
Okay.
Okay. Let me explain to you. Your fingerprints, they're similar. Okay. Your fingerprints are on file.
Yes.
It's a different system.
Okay.
Your fingerprints are fingerprints.
Okay.
But there's also a different system for your DNA. And their rules, I don't make them. Or your DNA is on file. Okay. We have evidence. They compare. Yep.
Okay.
Matches. They want a confirmation. I don't make the rules.
So if I give you my DNA, and my DNA, because you done already told me my DNA is at the scene of the crime.
Yep.
So evidently, if my DNA is at the scene of the crime, it ain't no two ways you can get somebody's DNA. Either you got their fingerprints, or you got some type of DNA to spit, a booger, something.
You touch something. Right here. My DNA is right here.
That would be my fingerprints.
Okay.
She just took my fingerprints.
I told you I can't use that. So I'm just yes or no.
Yeah, I give you my fingerprints.
DNA swab from your mouth just like they did downstairs.
So you mean to tell me if I give you my swab and my DNA is not at the scene of that crime.
You give me your swab, okay, I give it to the lab.
Yeah.
Tomorrow they'll work it and they do a confirmation hit.
Yeah.
And that's the way it works.
We ain't talking about my fingerprints.
No.
Because my fingerprints.
Talk about your DNA. DNA.
My DNA.
Same thing I get from your mouth.
Will be at the scene of the crime. And if my DNA, if they come back and tell you that is not his DNA and his DNA ain't at the scene of the crime, then that says I ain't did shit.
Exactly.
I got your word on that.
Exactly. That's what they're telling me.
Let's go. Right. You ain't got my DNA. I know for a motherfucking fact you ain't got my DNA.
Sit tight, buddy.
You ain't tricking me or nothing, no shit like this.
Dude, I don't play that game. I don't do that. I'm straightforward with you. That's the way I am. I don't play games. I don't lie to people to get what I want out of them. I don't play that. I'm straightforward. That's the way I work.
So if I don't give you my DNA, I'm just saying hypothetically. If I don't give you my DNA, because you're going to do what you got to do anyway. You're going to do what you got to do. If I don't give you my DNA, then what?
I get a search warrant.
And then you take my DNA anyway.
Yeah.
Man, come on with my DNA.
Okay, all right.
Just listen to me.
Just listen to me for a second.
Y'all is killing me, man.
Just listen.
He come in here, then you come in here. Man, y'all.
Just listen.
No.
Just listen to
me. We ain't going out like this. Mm-mm. I'm not going out like
this.
Here's
who I am. I'm a sergeant. Detective Hughes that you just talked to in here.
And you Sergeant who?
Lyle. It's right there on there.
Okay, now why do you want to talk to me?
I just want to tell you, we do have your DNA there. That's not a lie.
Okay, well, he's okay. I'm
not arguing with you.
But let me laugh. I'm honored because I've been doing this for 35 years. I've been through this shit before, man. If my DNA is in.
It is.
Listen, my DNA would be. If it's. Because he just told me who it was. My DNA would be there, man. My DNA would be there.
I don't understand your question.
He just told me. He said, listen, man. Is you asking me the same thing he asked me?
No, I'm not going back through all that. He's pretty self-explanatory.
Okay, so what are you asking me?
I'm just here to verify that he's not lying to you.
Oh, okay. I didn't say he was lying to me.
Well, at first I think you questioned whether or not your DNA's there or he's trying to trick you. He's not trying to trick you.
Oh, okay.
Listen to what I'm going to say to you, and I mean it straight up. I'm not going to stay here long. We have a family right now that's grieving.
Okay.
Just listen to me. I'm not going to argue with you. I'm not going to raise my voice. We're trying to give them answers. And I know there's going to come a time that you're going to have to answer to somebody, whether it's us or God or whoever.
Okay.
You're a God-fearing man.
Okay.
And these people are hurting because
they're
trying to get to the truth of what took place. And all I'm saying to you and all I'm pleading with you is, if you know something about this, because we know you were there, we don't know what involvement you had.
Well, you know I was there for... Just, okay, go ahead. And then you're going to answer my question, right?
I'll answer your question. I'm being square with you.
Okay.
But we owe them the right to try to give them some answers, to give them closure.
Okay.
And we think you're in a position to give us answers.
Okay.
You're not here on a fluke.
Okay.
We didn't take out a dartboard today and throw darts at it.
Okay.
To try to figure out who we're going to bring in here today and question.
Okay. You're so here. Did y'all bring everybody's DNA in that house in here?
We're working on everything that we have with our evidence, and right now we're talking to you.
Okay.
We're not here accusing you of anything that you didn't do. We're trying to get to the truth. We're truth finders. That's all.
And I respect that, man.
That's all we're trying to get.
And I ain't got nothing against you, man.
But there's going to come a day. There's going to come a day.
And I agree with that.
Whether it's with me,
God, or whoever. You're right, and I agree with that. Now,
Sergeant,
I agree with that. But listen here, Sergeant.
All I'm trying to do is give you a chance to cleanse your soul and for us to give this family some closure.
Sarge,
that's all.
Listen here, Sarge. Listen here. I ain't killed nobody. I do whatever y'all got need me to do. I ain't killed nobody.
Okay.
Nobody. I'm telling you.
So let's say.
I will take a lie detector. Okay. I'll take any of that. I ain't killed nobody,
so
man.
So let's say what you're saying is so.
Okay.
Were you at the apartment at 3044 Allegheny?
He said.
Because that's where your DNA is.
Listen. He said that happened Sunday. And then he gave me the date. I said, well, let me go back. Let me think about this. That was the night of the Grammys. So I can prove where I was. It's a million motherfuckers to tell you. I'm all up in this motherfucker drunk, dancing, and everything. And they'll tell you, yeah, you can't forget me with these silver teeth.
All I'm trying to say to you is there's a reason that your DNA is there. We don't know what that reason is, but right now it looks bad for you.
Okay, listen, Sarge.
I'm being square with you.
And I appreciate that. But, Sarge, my DNA ain't the only DNA you done found at the crime scene. You can't tell me that. You cannot tell me that.
I didn't say that.
I didn't say you did. It looks, I knew when he got to talking. I already knew, Sarge, because of my back.
Were you involved in a rape there that you didn't kill anybody?
Who?
I'm just asking.
Man, I ain't raped no motherfucking body.
I'm just asking you.
Hell no.
I asked it as a question.
No, Sarge.
Okay. Somewhere along the line, you've got some issues that point to you related to your evidence being there.
Sarge, I ain't killed nobody. I'm telling you that.
So I'm taking it away from the killing someone to the point of did you rape someone?
No.
Did you abduct someone? Did you do anything in that?
Sarge.
Why would your DNA be there?
Sarge, let me tell you
something. Why would your DNA be
there? Sarge, my DNA could be my fingerprint. It could be a joint that I smoked with the lady. Like I told him, me and this lady done smoke weed together.
So you knew her?
Yeah, I only knew. Did you hear the conversation? I'm quite sure you heard the conversation.
No, I didn't.
Listen, I'm going to tell you just like I told him. The girl that I know, that I mess with, her daughter, Allison, used to live next door to this lady he's talking about. I seen this lady about two or three times, Sarge. This is everything I love. I seen her. The first time I ever met this lady was, we was moving Allison out. She moved to Baltimore. It was a bunch of food in the house. Allison asked us, did we want the food? We said no. I asked the lady, me and her daughter asked the lady, did she want the food? It wasn't about some ice cream. It was some brand new, a bunch of ice cream. The lady said, I don't eat ice cream. She said, I don't eat it. So she said, out the clear blue, she said, well, donate it to the church. Just like that. So that was the first time I seen
her. I'm not going to go all back through all that.
That's what I'm saying.
Explain that to Detective Hughes.
The second time I seen this lady was me and this lady smoked some weed together. She smoked weed. That's it. That's all we did. I drank some. I had a little pint of Hennessy. I drank that and smoked some weed. She smoked some weed. That was it. That was it. That's all. I ain't killed nobody. I ain't did none of that shit.
When was that?
This was like right after Allison left. The first time I seen it.
When was that? Like how many weeks ago? How many days ago?
Sorry, it's been a while. It's been a while.
A couple months? 3 months?
No, it ain't been months. No. Allison ain't been gone no month.
That's all I'm asking. How long?
It's not been that long.
So in the last couple weeks?
No, it ain't even been that. Allison been gone a little bit.
I'm just trying to get a time frame, and you're not giving it to me.
I'm trying to think, Sarge, when Allison left. I'm trying to tell you.
About a month, about 2 months, about 6 months?
No, it ain't been that long. Hell no.
All right. I got to go.
I just hope
that you decide to kind of tell the truth here.
I'm telling you the truth.
At this point,
I'm not going to admit to.
I'm having trouble believing you. I just be.
Okay, well, that's on you. But I'm telling you now.
Just
because my fingerprints or anything is at the. That don't mean I killed nobody. That don't mean I hurt nobody. That don't mean I did nothing to nobody.
All right.
You a detective. You know That's not going to, no, y'all not going to get me in here because of my record. I'm not going to say, well, Anthony did it.
It ain't about that.
Okay, well, Anthony did it.
It ain't about
he
that.
He showed me some pictures and talked about who, you can't even tell who these people is on
it's
this
It's not
picture.
About that.
Okay, well, if my DNA is at the scene, then why is y'all talking to me? If you got my DNA, why is you talking to me?
We're trying to get to the truth.
No, you're trying to get
see
me
who
to
else
admit.
Is, and who else is involved.
Man, come on, Sarge. Come on, you can't, that's not going to fly. That's not going to fly
I'm
with me.
You. I'm just asking straight up.
Sarge, if you got my DNA, then you don't need nothing else.
Right.
If y'all got my DNA, y'all don't need nothing else.
All right. But I gave you a chance to come clean.
You did, and I appreciate that.
Right. Someday, you're going to have to answer to God.
Sarge, okay.
Pardon? All right, buddy. That's what we're doing.
Let's go.
A couple swabs in your mouth, just like I did downstairs.
Okay, now if I give y'all this, where's my DNA? You gonna tell me where my DNA is supposed to be? How I know?
No, I'm not telling you that.
But how I know y'all won't take my shit and put it where it ain't supposed to be?
I don't do that, man. I'm not a criminal.
Man, you trying to solve a case?
Yeah. And you think I pulled your name just out of the blue?
No.
It doesn't work that way. So you're telling me I'm crooked. Is that what you're saying now?
No,
because you know what? I'm not playing this.
I don't mind. That's on you.
Don't.
I don't think you just pulled my name out the clear.
Okay.
I think you just trying to solve a case and just trying to put it on me because I know for a fact
no.
You ain't got my DNA nowhere.
Okay. Well,
I know for a fact.
All right. Okay. Open up, man.
So if I don't do this, then what?
Search warrant.
That's
right
a search warrant right
yep.
there?
Yep. You can get a copy.
Yeah.
A copy.
No, let me see the copy.
It's your copy, man. You keep it. It's yours. It's a copy.
Okay. Now I got your word, man. You just told me. Now my DNA ain't there.
Okay. They'll test this tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. Come on.
Okay. Now, they test that tomorrow and they come back. Then it ain't my DNA, then what?
I'll come see you.
Okay.
Let me finish this.
Now, to be fair with y'all, can I get a phone call? Can I at least call my mom, man?
Yeah, you'll get a call here in a minute.
I'll get the call over here?
No, not from here, you don't.
Where would they give me a call at?
North County.
Okay.
So you have no idea why your sister had a stolen credit card, huh?
I said it looked like her. I didn't say it was her.
Oh, it looked like
and
her.
And evidently you. Y'all know more than I know.
I'm just asking, huh?
Y'all know more than I know. You talking about a murder. You ain't say you ain't bring me up here about no credit card. You said
no.
Her. So
yeah.
I ain't stuck no credit card. I'm talking about this murder.
All right.
I know
whose car were you in when they stopped you?
That's my mom's car.
My mom's car?
Yeah. That's my mom's car. And you can search it. And it's legal. It's legit. That's my mom's car. So I get a piece of it, right?
Yeah, I'll give you another copy here, too.
Okay. Can I put my initials on there, man?
No. Mine will go on there. Cheers. All right, man. That's it.
So when that come back,
I'll see you tomorrow.
My DNA ain't on it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, man.
But I ain't been charged with that yet.
Yeah.
What I've been charged with?
Murder.
How? My DNA, you ain't even. You just said if my DNA ain't on there, then what?
I told you. This is just to confirm. We have to go through the process. Your DNA has already been found at the scene. I told you that. All right, man. I'm just here to find the truth, and that's what I'm here to talk to you about, to give you your opportunity to tell your side. You're telling me the only reason your DNA would be in there because you smoked weed with her, and you can't tell me when that was.
But listen.
And you're
what's your name, officer?
Art Hughes.
Okay, Officer Hughes. That still don't mean I killed nobody, man. That don't mean I killed.
Well, I suggest you get yourself an attorney and we'll work something out, because I think you know something then. And you better come square. You understand that?
That don't mean I.
You better come
I
square.
Nobody.
You better come square, because it's a lot different. Listen to me. I'm not going to discuss what your priors were, because I know.
Okay,
I looked in. But listen
see,
to me.
That's why I think y'all
nope,
targeted
nope,
me.
Nope. Nope. I didn't find that out until I got your DNA.
That's. So you mean to tell me you got my DNA, and then you ran my DNA, and then you said, well, this is Anthony
Carr? No, I'm not going through the process with you. You talk that through with your attorney. I know how to do my job, okay? I'm just telling you, you better come to it. That's all I'm telling you.
Thank you for listening to Crimatorium. Please join me each week for more true crime episodes that are most often lesser-known cases. If you like the show, please consider reviewing the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Podchaser. Until next time, take care, everyone.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.